The three financial objectives are a balance of short-term and long-term revenue management objectives, and the focus is on building long-term profitable exchange relationships. One school of thought is that by improving the product value proposition, customers will see the product as more desirable. Consequently, consumers will be willing to pay a price premium to obtain the product. Therefore, sales revenue will be increased. Now, this highlights that sales revenue may increase without increasing sales volume, and that sales revenue is not entirely dependent on sales volume. Now, we've just discussed sales revenue. However, marketing practitioners are also interested in costs. One marketing objective is to ensure that costs are reduced as a percentage of sales. Now, without a desirable product value proposition, organizations are often forced into price reductions and therefore cost reductions. To reduce costs, the organization may reduce product quality. And while this may be attractive short-term, it is likely to have a long-term impact on the organizations. Now, this is important. Marketing practitioners generally view reducing price, costs, and quality as demarketing. Marketing practitioners generally prefer to reduce costs as a percentage of sales. This may occur from an increase in customer satisfaction and an increase in loyal behavior. These, in turn, will build long-term value of the business. Costs as a percentage of sales may also be reduced when fixed costs are spread over higher sales revenue or higher sales volume.